104.7 Andy and Mel. It's 7:05. We'll top out at 29 today. A little foggy this morning. I don't think it's that bad, though, because I'm able to see all the way across Louise Avenue out the window here through tinted glass. So
yeah, it wasn't that bad this morning coming in. So.
But it might get worse as the sun comes up. Sometimes that happens when it starts warming up.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so there's the guy in this story has kind of gone viral nationally over the weekend. The janitor in Fort Pierre at the Stanley County School posted some photos on Facebook showing how one of his coworkers was storing the school's American flag. Basically crumpling it up and throwing it on the top of some boiler room equipment. He was fired on Monday. Defiling the flag can get you up to a year in jail and $1,000 or $2,000 fine.
Yeah, something like that.
In South Dakota. The custodian is a veteran and says getting fired was worth it to protect the flag. It's it's starting to go around the country here. It's kind of sad that a school which should know better.
You would think so.
I mean, regardless of whatever, I mean, the school yesterday, the story I saw said that there was more to the story of why he got fired than just this, than posting this picture on Facebook and video and whatever. And he says he'd do it again. He doesn't care. But I am dying to know what the rest of the story is.
Yeah.
I don't know. Apple announced that it has sold its 25th or 25 billionth song, I think is how you would say that.
Yes.
Do you want to know what the song was that was the 25 billionth sold?
I know what it is, but I haven't heard it yet.
Chase Buch. It was bought by a guy in Germany. And it's called Monkey Drums.
Okay.
By Chase, either Buck or Butch or anyway, here is the 25 billionth iTunes song. Isn't that the default ringtone on Verizon cell phones?
Catchy.
Sounds like a ringtone.
It does kind of sound like
on
a
an old cell phone.
Maybe that's why they were downloading it.
Maybe. Yeah, I can't handle that anymore.
Yeah.
So someone paid for that, huh?
I guess so.
All right.
99 cents.
Maybe it was one of the 89 centers.
Could have been.
Could have been. I doubt it was $1.29.
I don't think so.
I'm really doubting it was $1.29. I hope it wasn't $1.29. Morning, sunshine. Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:22. We're going to top out at 29 today. Might be some fog here as the sun comes up. I don't see any right now. I see clearly out the window, so all the way across Louise Avenue. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I'm tired of winter. I want to fast forward to complaining about how hot it is.
Yeah. You know, coming up here in just a short 4 days...
This isn't a democracy anymore.
The Walking Dead comes back.
Yay.
And I have a horrible dilemma.
Uh-oh.
Had the same dilemma last year.
Okay.
It's on the same time as the Grammys.
Oh.
And I love the Grammys. It's the only award show I really, really like.
You can record one of them.
Yeah, I'll be recording both of them.
Yeah. So it's okay.
I'll have to rewind.
It's okay.
God bless DVR.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. And the ability to record two shows at the same time.
Pretty awesome.
Because without it, one would have to go.
I think that the Grammys would probably go.
Yeah, well, guaranteed.
Yeah.
I can miss an hour of the Grammys. There's a lot of fluff in the Grammys.
Yeah, there
is. I mean, it's the only award show that I really like, but there's still a lot of, you know, here comes the guy from the recording industry and Artists of America, blah, blah, blah guy who comes out and says, you know what? Our artists need to be paid more.
I have to say it's better than before, though.
And when that whenever that guy comes out, I always wish, like, 10 seconds in, they would give him the music.
Time to get off the stage now. Yeah.
But it's kind of his show, so that never happens.
That'd be awesome if they did it to him just as a joke.
Again, that will never happen.
I know.
Earlier this week in Wellesley, I think is how you say it, Massachusetts, Paul Beyer made a deal with his 14-year-old daughter, Rachel. If she quit Facebook completely until the end of June, he'd pay her $200. She gets $50 in mid-April and the other $150 on June 26th. They even signed a contract.
Oh.
On the part of the contract where Rachel says how she'll use the money, she wrote, quote, stuff.
Stuff.
Paul says this was Rachel's idea, quote, she wants to earn money and also finds Facebook a distraction and a waste of time sometimes, but she does plan to get back on Facebook once the 5 months is over.
Yeah, but it would be, at that point, it's become a habit not to use it, so you would think that she wouldn't.
Maybe. What's your price? What amount of money would it take for you to quit Facebook for 5 months?
Oh, man. I don't know. I really like Facebook a lot.
$20, $30 million?
Yeah. No.
No, I know your price is lower than that.
I don't know. For 5 months.
5 months.
No Facebook.
No Facebook. What is the bottom dollar you would accept for that?
$5,000.
So 4,000 wouldn't do it for you, but 5 would?
$1,000 a month.
$1,000 a month to not use Facebook.
Uh-huh.
I would have thought it would be more than that, honestly.
No, $1,000 a month seems fair.
Because like when, you know, if you say $5,000, the first thing I always go, okay, so 4 wouldn't be enough?
Well, it's because it's $1,000 a month.
I know, but so you wouldn't do it for $4,000?
Mm-mm.
See, you start thinking what you can do with that $4,000. It's like,
Okay. It'd be tough the first maybe. Month, though.
Yeah?
I'd probably have withdrawals.
You'd end up giving the money back.
Maybe.
You'd cave in.
It'd be hard.
I would have no problem. My only problem with it would be we use it for work a lot.
Yeah, like all the time.
But I would just have someone else do it.
Okay.
I could completely survive without it.
All right.
I would uninstall it from my phone.
I think guys could way more easily than girls. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even... I barely check it for personal reasons. It's pretty much work is the only reason I use it on a daily basis. Pretty much. We have got, we just gave away some Bitterball tickets. We'll have more of those to give away this morning. Also, Philip Phillips tickets. We have those to give away this morning. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Morning. It is 7:40. We're going to top out today at 29. It is, 26 right now. And the number for the vault today, Nate was early. He sent it in like almost a half hour ago.
Yeah.
50. 50 is the number for today. 50. You know all three of them tomorrow when we ask for them, and you can win a $50 party tab to the vault. Melissa is on the phone. How are you, Melissa?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. What's up?
Well, I have a question for you.
Okay.
So I tune in online to listen to you guys, but there's like a major lag time.
Oh, yeah. There's a delay because it's buffering.
Yeah. So how do I win Philip tickets?
Listen on the radio?
I can't because I'm in the middle of a massive office building.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess your best option would be to guess when we're going to do it.
That's awesome.
I don't know how to tell you. I mean, from the moment we start announcing it, it's probably about a minute in the neighborhood.
Before we actually start answering calls.
Well, not before we start answering, but by the time we get the winner, it doesn't usually. Sometimes it does because I get distracted and Mel saw a kitty or something like that. But,
there are lots of kitties running around. There is actually one in the back.
I told you.
There is.
So, yeah, you'll still have a chance.
Okay.
Because I think the delay is about a minute.
Well, we'll do you a favor. We'll count to at least 30 seconds after we make the announcement.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Before we start answering phones.
That would be fantastic.
Okay.
Either way, I'm standing in line on Saturday to get tickets.
Yeah.
But, you know, a couple free tickets wouldn't be bad either.
Yeah, that wouldn't suck at all. Well, thanks for the call, Melissa.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, we'll do that from now on.
Okay.
I never thought of that. The folks listening online.
Yeah, they don't get a chance to.
Because by the time they hear it,
there's about a minute delay.
Yeah, and sometimes it's even longer than that.
Yeah.
So, and depending on how fast your internet connection is, it can be longer. So, Yeah, we'll do that. We'll like count off 30, 45 seconds before we start answering the phones.
Okay.
When we give stuff away.
I like that idea.
I'm not going to promise Ben and Johnny will do it, but we will.
We will.
Yeah. All right. So this is terribly fascinating to me. I did not know this was going on. Mixed martial arts, you know, cage fighting basically, mm-hmm. has gotten fairly popular over the last few years. But there are kids as young as 6 years old doing this.
Six?
And they're competing in mixed martial arts. If you go to YouTube, there's all kinds of kids cage fighting. Tons and tons and tons of videos. CNN had a story about it yesterday. Here's a mom talking about her son doing the MMA fighting.
I feel like it's just like any other sport. He enjoys it. He's good at it. And he's excelling in it very well. No sport is exempt from injuries, but I can't keep him from doing something that he's good at because of my fears. The whole martial arts, it's about respect and discipline. They teach him courage, you know, good sportsmanship. And these are all positive qualities that Aiden can carry on with him throughout his life.
So, would you let your kids fight in MMA?
I guess what the only issues that I foresee is first of all with cage fighting or MMA stuff, it's most of it is just the mixed martial arts. It's just like being in karate or taekwondo. So a lot of that part, or even wrestling, it's like kind of like wrestling.
Yeah.
The boxing aspect of it where they get
the
hit.
Punching in the face.
Yeah. That's probably the only issue that I would have with my kid doing it. I don't want him having a concussion at age six from most
of them. I mean, when you see the big time fights. There
yeah.
are, I mean, you do see them where they just get knocked out.
Yeah.
But a lot of the times it's like a submission or.
Yeah,
you
most
know,
of them are wrestling.
Like the wrestler,
moves and stuff.
The wrestler judo guys seem to do a little better than the puncher guys.
Yeah.
And I don't watch it a lot, so I don't know, but
I watch it quite
from
a
what
bit.
I've seen.
And I agree with that. I don't know. I think that would be my only fear as a mom would be the punching in the face part, the boxing part aspect of it.
Well, they're wearing mouthpieces.
Yeah, because that's going to stop a concussion.
Well, it'll keep them from losing their teeth.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I like that part.
8-year-olds are playing football.
Well, that's a point. I mean, they can easily get a concussion that way, too.
I would love to know, especially the moms. Guys are probably like, yeah, I'm going to learn to fight. But no, would you let your kid, 6-year-old, would you let your 6-year-old do MMA?
I don't have any boys, so it's so hard for me to give an actual, like, real opinion
girls
on
girls could do it too.
They could, but my girls wouldn't want to, first of all. That's not their thing.
361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:53, up to 29 today. Could see some fog here this morning. We're gonna give away Phillips tickets this morning. Hang on for those. We got a poll up on our website, hot1047.com. Would you let your 6-year-old fight in MMA, mixed martial arts? It's kind of a craze right now. There's all kinds of videos on YouTube that these kids looks like the same cage fighting you see in like UFC and all that. I mean,
yeah.
They're in the octagon, some of them.
It would make me nervous, though. I would be okay if it was just the wrestling part of it and the taekwondo part of it. It's the whole boxing part of it that I would make me nervous.
Why does it make you nervous?
Because of concussions and getting hit in the face.
Okay. Messing up their pretty hair.
What 6-year-old needs to get hit in the face?
Well, no, I'm not saying they need to get hit in the face. Although it does toughen them up a little bit.
Yeah. Sure.
Let's see here. Oscar is on the phone. How are you, Oscar?
Fine in yourself.
Pretty good. So would you let your 6-year-old be in MMA?
Yes, I would. My son and my daughter are still in the MMA. My son has been in it since he was 5, and my daughter since she was 4.
Okay, so you've been around it. So is there really much more risk of injury than, say, football or wrestling?
No more than football, baseball, or wrestling because you have an official in there, a referee, you know, to avoid any serious injuries.
Right.
But there are cases where the stronger fighters do get knocked out and such.
Well, I guess to me, it seems like I would if my kid really wanted to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I'm still going to try and steer my kids. I'm not going to try to steer them, I guess, but I'm going to strongly encourage baseball over football, even though I played football in college.
Right.
I'm not going to discourage anything, but if it's what they want to do, I'm not going to discourage it. And I would let them do it if they wanted to, because it's a, if it's an organized sport.
Right.
You know,
right.
That's right. The main thing for me. Thanks for the call, Oscar.
Okay. Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Yeah, if Rockley and his buddies are just having Fight Club in the backyard, yeah, I'm going to have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm. That's not good.
Especially if they drag Jackie into it. Which he would totally do.
She would kick some butt.
No.
You don't think she would?
In a few years.
Well, I
he's
don't know.
Already attacking her.
Oh.
I mean, yeah. She's still way stronger overall, but he's not scared.
Gotcha.
Is the problem.
That's not good.
Hannah's on the phone. How are you, Hannah?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. So, would you let your six-year-old participate in MMA?
I actually have a six-year-old, and I think that that is absurd. I cannot believe that any parent, or that they would even come up with something like that.
Well, it's not any different than having them wrestle or be in karate.
They start wrestling at, like, five, I think.
Yeah.
Right, but I don't want them being punched out.
Well,
I mean, that's awful. I mean, and you watch it on TV, or you go see it live. And I just think to myself, they have to be hurting inside. I mean, they can't be punched out like that and not be in pain. And I kind of have a wussy six-year-old, so I mean, that is out.
So not so much your six-year-old. If your six-year-old had a different demeanor, maybe?
No, not even that. Okay. I mean, I already, you know, am very cautious. And taking him to the doctor if he has a sniffle. I mean, let alone getting a concussion in a head. I'm not going to know.
So will you let him play football if he wants to?
He's in flag football this year.
Yeah.
And that was, I think, a little better. And when they, you know, get the tackling, I'm, you know, they're going to wear all that padding and stuff. And so I don't know if I'm totally against that. But I think, you know, as he gets older, I think he'll transition maybe into that. But still, there's all that padding. When cage fighting, you're not going to.
Yeah, but the hits are more frequent in football than they
right.
are it, with the cage fighting. I mean, those fights don't last very long. Boxing is horrible.
Yeah, the boxing
yeah,
part of it
out.
Is what worries
you
me.
Get knocked out, they don't last very long.
No, but I mean, and I don't think most of them aren't knockouts. So most of them are submissions or, you know, something like that. But anyway, thank you for the call, Hannah.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I got a, there's a comment on our Facebook about it from Paul. He said, I would worry about it turning them into bullies.
Oh.
And I got a text message that said essentially the same thing from 5456. I would not let my boys ages 8 and 6 do MMA because of the fear they would do something like that at school. They can always separate it from home and other places. Or they can't always separate it from home and other places. Yeah.
I can see that point.
Another text from 0477. My six-year-old wrestles, but no, he would not be doing that kind of fighting. Love to hear what you think. 361-5557. Email or text am at hot1047.com.
Hot1047.com.